Dame Joy Cowley, one of the country's most esteemed writers, author of children's books like Mrs. Wishy-Washy and The Hungry Giants, Greedy Cat, and many, many more, has been praised anew for her latest book. It's a non-fiction one aimed at adults, and it's called Veil Over the Light. And that book has made Dame Joy a finalist in the Ashton Wiley Charitable Trust Mind, Body, Spirit Book Awards. It's a mouthful, eh? She's with me now to tell us about the work. Hello there.
Hello, Jesse. Oh, by the way, look, I don't do the title. I don't have any title that's going to get between me and the children I work with. So I'm just plain Joy.
Okay, Joy.
I'm grateful for the title, but I don't use it.
Okay. Okay? Hey, look, nonfiction is not usually your genre. What was the appeal?
Well, I've done a number of spirituality books because that's the other side of my life. And for me, the two go together, writing for children and writing these other books. But usually people see them as being very different. So one lot of people recognise my spirituality books and the others recognise my children's books. They belong together.
Can you tell us about this one, Veil Over the Light? What did you want to write about?
Well, I have been writing for quite a long time for various periodicals, and mainly one called Cat News, which is an online, comes out twice a week. And they are simply, probably, yeah, the word simply is relevant, because there are 2,000 years of religion, and that's my background, gets very complicated. And spirituality is actually very simple. I think that religion is a map that we choose to journey with, and spiritual is what we are. So when I talk about things being spiritual, it's about spiritual awareness. And I had written quite a lot, and Mike Fitzsimmons, who is a publisher, had asked if he could put some of these writings together. So I sent him a huge lot of stuff. He combed through it over a year, and he is responsible for the book, which is quite beautiful because it has his photographs in it.
How do we describe your spirituality then? Does Catholic cover it?
Yes, big C and little C. it's because I'm aware that if we start out on a religious journal, it looks a bit like a journey. It looks a bit like a bicycle wheel with spokes going into the centre. At the beginning of the journey, we can see other journeys that seem apart from us, some might seem opposite us. But as we go into the centre, into that centre of light, which we can't describe, all of the paths come together. And I really want to simplify some of the rather complicated ideas about religion that I grew up with.
What are the beliefs you live by then at, forgive me, 82 years old?
83 next month, yes.
Congratulations, yeah.
So, yes, it's about coming home to oneself, really, because I believe that we are spiritual beings on a human journey. And the challenge for us is to become fully human.
Is it challenging to write about?
It's challenging to see it published because everything written is very personal. Mm. So when I started writing these books, and this goes back to 1970, I felt as though I was walking naked in public. Mm. You know, I was exposing parts of myself that had not been aired before in my writing. But the mistake I made was thinking that this was individual, that this was me. It was everybody, because the response was huge. So everybody could identify with what I thought was very personal.
Did you hear from people?
Oh, yes, lots and lots. And as a result, I do a lot of spirituality workshops and retreats. Not that I've sought to do them, but I've been asked to do them. So I say yes if I'm asked, yeah.
And you look at the different religions or I guess forms of spirituality, and you see links, don't you? Like mindfulness is very popular at the moment. I think that's you can probably trace that back to Buddhism, but Hindu religion has awareness.
It's awareness, yes. And Jesus Christ used to talk about being awake, being awake, and they all mean the same thing. Coming to a different stage of awareness. And I have many friends who, in other religions, in fact, one of the people who sort of reminded me that where I was going was a Ramakrishna Swami.
Yeah.
And he once said to me, that he called God the Divine Mother, the presence that we don't know, but we have this heart knowing of it, this otherness that's part of ourselves, and we call it God, but it doesn't have an image that goes with it. It definitely has a feeling, and it belongs to us. And he called it the Divine Mother, and he said the Divine Mother is calling you to be a Catholic. You are like a hen scratching here, scratching there. That is no way to dig a well. Well, he was right. So, yes, I did find that path into the Catholic Church, and it was very right for me.
So people can read about your relationship with spirituality and religion in this book, Veil Over Light, which is a finalist in the Ashton Wiley Charitable Trust Mind, Body, Spirit Book Awards. Winners are announced 16th of August. Before you go, Joy, I just have to ask how your eyesight is.
Oh, my eyesight. Well, the inner sight is quite good. The outer sight is not so good. I've got macular degeneration and about 20% vision. But, you know, Jessie, there are other things that compensate because touch becomes more sensitive. Mm-hmm. And in New Zealand, we have this wonderful support from the Blind Foundation. So I'm loaded up with talking books and magnifiers, and I get by.
When you talk about touch, what sort of thing are you talking about?
Skin, touch, fingertips. If you're looking for something in a cupboard and it's dark and you're probably groping, and have you noticed that you sometimes close your eyes so you can feel better? Sight and touch are connected. And I'm not the only one. Many people who are losing their sight find touch becomes accentuated and much more sensitive. So I can still do some things that I used to do before by touch. I've given up on wood turning, though, because when you can't see where the bandsaw blade is, it's time to stop.
Joy. Hey, we should have a chat another time. I've really enjoyed spending some time with you. Maybe you could come on and do a book review, or just come and tell us what you're up to.
Thanks. Thanks, Jesse. If it's a book review, it'll have to be historic.
Yeah, or audio books, perhaps.
Audio books, yeah. Good.
Hey, nice to talk to you.
Thank you, Jesse.
That is Dame Joy Cowley, or Joy Cowley as she prefers to be called, and her book, Veil Over the Light, is a finalist in those book awards. Good luck, Joy.